The normal way of eating is you chew and then you swallow. That's considered derech achila, derech hana. And if you eat through an intravenous, that's not considered normal eating. It's the whole discussion, Gemara Numa, about does it go by satisfied while you're eating, but that's a separate discussion. Just in general, normal eating is chewing and swallowing. What happens if a person is just swallowing? You take the food and you just swallow it. Is that considered derech achila? Is that considered the normal way? So there's a Gemara into the famous Noda B'Yehuda, who says it is considered derech achila. His Raya is from the Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara talks bola matzah yota. Normally you chew the matzah, then you swallow it. What happens if somebody swallows the matzah without chewing? So the Gemara says, you yota, you fulfill your obligation. So the Noda B'Yehuda says, we see from here that swallowing alone is considered derech achila, and therefore it's considered derech hana. So if you just swallow something without chewing, it's considered derech achila. However, not all agree to the Noda B'Yehuda. The Toras Chaim disagrees and says, if you chew and swallow, that's derech achila. But swallowing isn't. If you swallow without chewing, that is not considered derech achila. So how does it explain the Gemara Bola Matzah Yotza? If you swallow the matzah without chewing, you yotza. It's a mitzvah deraisa of having matzah. So if it's not derech achila, if it's not derech hanasan, how could you fulfill your mitzvah? So the Toras Chaim wants to make a distinction between violating isurim, violating prohibitions, versus fulfilling a mitzvah. In other words, as the Rambam writes, that the main hana of achila is the hana. Obviously, you eat something, you do it for the benefit. So the Rambam talks about by averis, by if you eat something and you get no hana, so it might be usur, but there's no makis. So we see, the Rambam writes that even without hana, it's considered that without hana, it's not considered normal achila, and you wouldn't get makis. So the Toras Chaim says that's only regarding the prohibition. Then we don't say you don't get makis. However, regarding mitzvahs, you don't need derech hanasan. By averis, to be chayiv, you need derech hanasan to be chayiv. And that's why the Rambam says there's no makas. But by mitzvahs, you don't need it. How do we know by mitzvahs you don't need it? Because we have a general klal. Mitzvahs lav lahanos nitznu. Mitzvahs are not given for our own hana. So therefore, bola matzah yotza. It's really swallowing is eino kederech achila. That's only by averus, by prohibitions, by getting makas, but by mitzvahs lav gohanas nidu, and therefore even if I don't get enough in the matzah, I'm still considered, I still get my mitzvah, even though the general rule is swallowing isn't derech achila. So that's the famous machlokas, the Toras Chaim and the Noda B'Yehuda, whether swallowing is considered derech achila without chewing. No, the Behudi, yes, a raya balamata. The Torah Chaim says no raya. That's only by mitzvahs. You don't need derech hanasan. Balamata isn't derech achila. But since mitzvahs lav hanos nitnu yiyotze, that's the whole discussion. That's the famous igle tau in the Hakdama about how Torah is different than other mitzvahs. If you take a neder not to get hana from someone, so if he's doing a mitzvah for you, it's a shofar lav lahanos nitnu, it's not a problem. But by Talmud Torah, if you take a neder, you're not yotze, because Talmud Torah, because Torah is lahanos, the whole purpose of Talmud Torah is lahanos. So that's an exception to the rule of mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, but by matzah, mitzvah lav lahanos nitnu, and therefore you have the machlokes. No, the Behuda Toras Chaim, whether swallowing in general is considered derech achila. No, the Behuda, yes, Toras Chaim, no. I, Bola Matzah, everyone agrees. Yotze, it seems to be a raya for the No, the Behuda. So Toras Chaim is no raya. I say swallowing isn't derech achila. like we see where the Rambam writes by prohibition, by Yisurim, but by mitzvahs, mitzvahs gav lehanas nitnu, and therefore, bala matzah yatzah.